a live guitar jamming with the track there. That's Brian Young, our guitar player, jamming, track slapping, we're going to call it. Track slapping. Slap that track, man. Say. Roth Radio, baby. 866-313-3733, DavidLeeRoth.com or the DavidLeeRothShow.com. Pornography made me what I am today, huh? Or the lack of it. Now, this is a subject that's a very current in every single store that you have. Every liquor store has a section that supports the rest of the store. Yes. Every magazine store has that section that supports that store. Without that element in our society, would there be anybody going to the gym? There'd be people who need their aerobic capacity to work. And that would be what? Maybe a small one out of every 40 people? And everybody else has got their mind, like Chris Rock says, either on the pole or looking at the pole. Dave, you want to talk about adult stores. Tell me what you think. Roth Radio, live. Go for it, brother.
Hey, listen, my brother, he runs this store. And I'll tell you what, man, the people that come in there are like normal everyday people. You got the president of the bank, the tellers come in, the owner of 7-Eleven, the cops come there. Just normal everyday guys. Accountants come in, the guys from the church. I mean, just normal people coming in looking at that stuff. You know, a lot of people think there's like a whole thing with it, you know, where it's just like low class people or, you know, people into fetishes. They got to have piercings. It's normal people coming in there every day.
And that's probably why it's so popular across the board, right?
Absolutely.
Well, the biggest compliments that you can get is party like a rock star and make love like a porn star, right?
Absolutely, man.
Really?
Why not?
That's part of the lexicon. Everybody knows that it's no longer the dirty raincoat brigade, man. It's everybody in every single part of society. Like when we were talking about plastic surgery, that reaches every element of society here. And tell me, Robin, does every girl innately want to be a stripper?
Yeah, somewhere down inside, at least for a few minutes a week or a day, yeah.
And does every girl, at least for some minute in her life, not only want to be a stripper, but she wants somebody like Animal to brutalize her in a kind way?
My husband's here, baby. I'm not answering that question.
It's the Mike Tyson issue.
Well played, Snookums.
Do you read pornography, Animal? Do you read pornography?
Of course, sometimes.
Okay.
I watch porn sometimes.
Do you watch it with your wife?
Of course. And by myself, too.
And you would get it from a store like where Dave's uncle or his brother runs, correct?
Yes, I get it right across the street from Crazy Girls.
There you go. Now, Dave, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Okay. I wanted to tell you something. I wanted to ask you. Actually, they do statistics on people that come in there and stuff. If you had to come up with, you know, 0 to 100% of women that go in there, what would you think would be the answer?
Okay.
I know the answer because he tells me. But.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Where is the store located? Maybe that's an issue.
Let's say right across the bridge in Jersey.
Okay, I would say 4 out of 10, possibly 5 on the weekend, is women.
You're absolutely right, 40% of our women.
Wow. Well, that's why you turn into Roth Radio. I totally believe it. We've got a store downtown in the Lower East Side called Babes in Toyland, and that's nothing but porn and toys, etc., for women. It's a completely women by. Uh-oh.
Do the women like to watch male-female porn, or are they getting all female porn? Girl-on-girl porn.
Everything.
But do you have an idea of what she's talking about? What do the women buy when they go to the porno store? Do you know?
I don't know that.
Okay, well, let's get some women on the line here who do go to the porno store and tell us what they buy. You don't have to tell us who you are, where you're from, but we'll be able to tell from your tone of voice if you're lying to me.
My hunch is it's not a whole lot of Ron Jeremy. Just, you know, the betting man in me says.
Certainly.
That.
I wonder what women buy when they buy sexy magazines, let's call it, because porno seems like it's a break point. Playboy, I don't think that's porno, okay? But obviously, Hustler, that's porno. Somewhere in the middle is something else. And I'm wondering if, in fact, women have a more a greater appetite for more colorful, let's call it, and or if they're playing it safe. I'm curious.
What was that Showtime show? The guys on guys? What was it called?
Oh gosh. The
queer as folk. Like, that was fun, and
You liked that?
I did. I liked it a lot.
So you like watching guys?
I did. I liked watching the guys. But then when the L Word came on, that was hot.
L Word was more to your taste.
Yeah, I just thought that was hotter. The guys get boring after a while, and there's a lot more. It's a little more violent.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to...
The L Word is more violent?
No. The Queer as Folk was more violent.
I never saw those episodes, but I saw a couple of the L Word. And it's pretty close to, like, Sex in the City, but with a little different menu. Yeah?
I'll never forget.
Uh-oh.
The pilot episode of the L Word had what I consider to this day the falsest moment in television I've ever watched.
Reacquaint us.
There's a guy, and he's got this cute little girl, you know, the one with the bangs, and they move into the heart of Lesboville, and everyone else is a lesbian character, and they're all the different types. She's slowly getting folded into the culture. She's having an affair with this woman, and they're kind of busting apart. And they go to this party, and she's, like, ravaged in the bathroom by her, you know, the woman she's cheating on him
with. Marina.
They end up going back to their apartment. And she's, at that point, conflicted. She tries to make it up to him. And so she begins to provide him with a certain service that men love.
She brings her girlfriend home?
Not quite. Just one-on-one. No. You know what I'm talking about. I just don't know what the hell I can say and can't say. But, you know, there's a certain thing that men enjoy, and she's doing it to make it up to him.
But she's a lesbian.
Yeah, but he's like he doesn't know that, you know. But the point is, in the middle of this act, he takes her by the shoulders, pushes her back and says, "We have to talk."
No, that would never.
I disconnected in that. Never. The falsest moment ever. Hold on a second. This is great, but we have to talk. No man has ever said
ever,
that.
Ever.
Back me up.
Yeah, okay. Wives and strip clubs. It says, Pat, you're on Pat Roth Radio, number 9. Talk to me, David Lee. Pat, who are you?
Hi. Hi, Dave.
Go ahead.
My wife, we've been married about 10 years. We've got 3 kids. And about a year ago, she went to a club with me. And since then, I can hardly keep her away. We're there all the time.
Oh, does she? And do you bring other girls home, or do you just memorize the girls on stage?
We pretty much memorize. We've tried, but, you know, those girls really aren't the kind to go home with you.
Well, they are sometimes, but I've always found that when you do threesomes, there's always a jealous person, and it may even be you. You don't know that going into the deal, and you can't tell. You think you can predict, but routinely, you know, like on, what is it, the Dukes of Hazzard or what? No, it's Starsky and Hutch.
Wow, I missed that episode.
No, on Star... if only, huh? On Starsky and Hutch, right, with the two fellas that they just made the movie.
Yes.
And what's Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller.
And he sits down with Carmen Electra and the other blonde, and they go, oh, whatever, and it all turns out fine. That is so rare.
Yeah,
that is so rare. Hold on the guitar there one time. Let me hear you. Go ahead, brother.
I think I'm willing to take the chance on that.
You never took the chance on it?
I said I think I'm willing to take that chance.
Well, it is a chance that you want to take. You know, you're going to jump in the raft, leave Cuba behind. There's Miami. Of course you're going to take the chance. But how often do you make it? That's my point. Animal, you ever have a threesome?
We on the air?
That's your answer. Hey, thanks for calling, my friend. Nora wants to talk to us about... Give me a call, Nora. Roth Radio. What's on your mind, baby?
Hi, Dave. Big fan. I love the show. I just wanted to say about the porn industry that, you know, for a long time, women had that power of sex over men. And I think that since the porn industry's really just blasted out there, that it's given men a chance to kind of take that power back just a little bit by saying, you know, okay, if you want to hold a yes or no answer over my head, then I'll just put a porn in and check out the hot chicks and do what I got to do. And I think in some ways there's a double standard, but it's gone two ways. Like, women have realized men are doing that, and now women are going and learning what these women are doing on the porns and doing it themselves.
That's so, what I was talking about. We are now reflecting what we see. A life imitates art. Whatever's on the screen. Hey, why did you think I decided I was going to be a pirate at the age of 7? Because what's on the screen? How do you think I decided what makes a beautiful girl? Because what's on the screen? How do you think I learned how to talk to a beautiful girl or how to smoke a cigarette like James Bond? From what's on the screen. And now that the screen is everywhere, whether that's internet, television, DVD, even your telephone. You can download anything, even onto your telephone, and carry it around in your pocket. And what you're reflecting on is that now two things are happening, both ways at once, sounds like. First, I no longer have to listen to any more funny stories about your puppy. I don't have to go meet your mom. I don't have to hear you telling me how your mom is like a really good friend, somebody you can tell everything to. I don't have to be told that your daddy's a lawyer, so I have to be careful, right, ever. Right. I can just say 1-800-SEE-YA. And you're saying that the voter block of women now in the United States has figured out my ruse, my desperate scheme. and I'm saying I'm representing a lot of people here, that you've decided to trump them, okay? You've said, okay, you can run to the 50. Watch me blow my ball dead on the 80, right? That's what you're saying. And do you do this? Are you married, sweetie?
Yes, I am. And I actually went to my first strip club in Vegas last year, because I had never gone to one, and me and my husband went.
How old are you?
I'm 39.
Okay, and what was the impact? What did you see? How did you feel? Tell me about this.
Well, I think that at first I was a little, you know, I said to myself, I really don't know how I'm going to feel, because I had my own idea of what it was going to be like.
Certainly.
You know? I mean, you see it on TV, you hear people, you hear men. But when I went, I was like, all right, this is actually pretty relaxing. It's pretty cool. I didn't feel intimidated. I didn't feel like low self-esteem. I said, okay, these women are doing what they're doing for money, and that's why they're there. It's okay.
You know? And at this point in time, have you adopted any of their tricks? Have you adopted any of their moves?
I did that a long time ago.
Oh.
I've been watching porn for a long time. I never thought it was something that, you know.
Well, striptease is very different than pornography. Striptease is a ritual, and it's like belly dancing or, dancing the Havana Gila or whatever. There's a routine. Right. There's good striptease and there's bad striptease. Do you do that for your husband now?
Well, I'm sorry?
Do you do that for your husband occasionally?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm pretty modern, I think, anyway. And I'm not uninhibited.
Do you have a problem with your husband going to the striptease club without you?
Oh, he's done that many times.
And when he comes home, does he call you by the wrong name?
No.
Because that could happen. Would it drive you crazy if he did?
Oh, sure, then I'd have to start thinking that, you know, he wants me to be whoever it is that he's calling out for.
Oh, so it might be like the postmodern connubial bliss couple, where you both sit up and go, Jesus, what's the matter, honey? Can't you think of somebody else either?
I don't think he'd like it if it was the other way around, though.
God bless you. Thank you for calling, sweetie. Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, 866-313-3733. Get your hand out of your Speedos and call us. Pick up the pick up the Razor phone. Drop little Elvis. Give us a call. Ladies, I want to hear from the Bermuda Triangle, short distance from me to you. Kim, talk to me. Talk to me about anything, Kim. Kim, you're on Roth Radio.
How are you doing?
You want a metric register or American scale? Go ahead, Kim. You're on.
Hi, how are you doing?
Go ahead. What's on your mind, Kim?
I wanted to call in about the kind of porn women buy.
Talk to us.
When I go, I normally buy like the girl-on-girl porn.
Why is that? Are you basically geared that way, or are you retro-hetero and that's just sort of a side bet?
Well, I'm bi. I mean, flat out, I'm bi. And, you know, me and my husband are swingers.
And is your husband bi at the same time?
No.
Because I had a girlfriend who, you know, I used to say, honey, I know you're into this. Bring a girlfriend over. And she used to get jealous. And she would say, well, I'll bring a girlfriend over as long as you bring a guy over. And I would say, no. That's some kind of linear logic there. I said, that doesn't apply. It's two different things. Do you think that's two different things?
Yes. Well, all swingers have certain rules that we all follow.
Tell us. Like, what rules do swingers follow in 2006? This is interesting.
Everyone's different. We, you know, most of our friends are swingers also. My husband doesn't actually play with other girls, and that is a choice he made.
He doesn't play with other girls. He goes to the party with you, and he sort of farms you out, or you make your choice. That was a bad verb. Go ahead.
basically, you know.
Bad verb.
Other people will come home and join me, and he'll be there, and it's, you know.
So he likes to watch you with other guys.
Sips the scotch and watches.
Yeah. Oh, this is like James Bond level twist.
Charlie Armchair.
Does he have like a shaved head and a monocle with a with a white suit?
He sits there petting his cat.
And a cane? I love this. Where are you calling from? Kim.
South Florida.
How could I have possibly predicted that? It's the humidity, not the heat, right? No, I know some friends here who are swingers. There are some folks who live in my building, a guy and his girlfriend. And they're always going, come on, Dave, come on, let's go to the party or whatever. And I would, but then I wouldn't be able to do car cash commercials anymore. Okay. We're going to swing the door shut on that one, Kim. Thank you for calling. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Amy says she's got a fistful of cash, and she's going to spend it on what? Roth Radio, you're on, Amy.
Yes, I've been known to buy porn from time to time, David.
What kind of porn do you buy?
I buy girl and guy porn. I like to see people having the sex.
Okay, and how old are you, sweetie?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay, and how long have you been buying porn? When was the first time you broke with the dollar bill?
Oh my gosh, it was in my 20s, and I was so scared. I was so intimidated. I thought that I was I was embarrassed. I went to the Pleasure Chest.
Sure.
You know that place in the West Village? And I went in there, and the fellas there are of a certain, stripe, and they were extremely welcoming and helpful, and they asked what my tastes were, and then they hooked me up with, the mildest porn that they could find.
Which was what? What's the mildest porn available at the Pleasure Chest today? This is interesting. What?
It was pretend how to use a vibrator porn.
Okay.
Here are different ideas of what you can do with your vibrator.
We call it BOB here, is battery-operated boyfriend.
Indeed. And I thought that would, it was a good way for me to stay independent and not be with somebody just because I needed, human contact.
Sure. So you're saying that you get horny but not lonely.
Indeed. Exactly.
I can relate to that 100%. Turn up the music. I want to think about that for a second. Okay, we're back. Continue.
Oh, that was music. That was, you were thinking about that just then?
Yeah, well, it only takes me a second.
It works.
That's when I'm in love. Wait until you hear when I'm not in love. Ready? Here we go. Okay, we're back.
Kind of crazy. What I want to ask you, before you said you when you were 7 you wanted to be a pirate, because that what was on the street?
That was on the screen, like the television screen. Yeah.
I just didn't know where you grew up, where there were pirates walking around.
This is a good question. I could have grown.
There.
I could have grown up in Pago, Thailand, or something.
On
you
the
know?
Black or the West Village.
I was raised by the Burmese seashore and trained in the ancient arts of kung fu and stand up comedy. It's a good eye that you have. But
I'm liking that. Now, when I first went to a strip club, was with the man who's now my husband. And I was,
so wait a minute. Pornography was a gateway thing for you, right?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, definitely.
The plot thickens. No pun intended. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it was all sort of a piece. That is, I'm a very sexual person, but I was very intimidated by that, and I didn't know what to do with it. So the first thing for me to do was to break the porn barrier. And then the next thing for me to do was to stop being scared and freaked out by, guys who were just getting their freak on.
Sure. And now you feel very comfortable around it. Do you go to striptease regularly?
Not regularly, but my husband and I have done that.
This sounds good. You sound like a liberated, postmodern, way cool babe. I'm going to register you as that. Roth Radio loves you. New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. I'm going to go to the porn store. Don't hang up on her.
David Lee Roth.
Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Bad Brian Young playing live guitar in the background, track slapping there. DavidLeeRothShow.com or DavidLeeRoth.com. We're worldwide, baby, all over the nation here, and the phones are lit up. Angela likes to watch porn in her car. This is interesting. Angela, pull over to the side of the BQE and talk to me, baby. Roth Radio, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi. I actually called the other day, and I got disconnected because I'm married at the age of 17.
Okay, and what does this have something to do with you watching porn in a car? Because that sounds like you've got
I'm
the time.
Yeah, I'm married, and we don't have that much privacy because we live in a, a full house.
Okay, so what?
Usually every night, we're chilling in the car, just drinking or whatever.
And is... mind reels. Wow. The car is parked, I take it.
It's parked. He has a DVD player in the car, and we went actually the other day to a place called Cinderella's. It's actually a strip joint and a place that they sell DVDs and stuff.
Okay, so you go to the strip joint first and then you get a DVD.
I couldn't get into the strip joint, but they let me go into the part where they sell DVDs, and we bought so many DVDs, it's not even funny.
What kind of DVDs do you buy, Angela? What's your favorite taste?
Actually, there's this one that I like. It's a whole bunch of people. It's an orgy.
Okay, and it's like a bunch of guys and a bunch of girls, or is it a bunch of girls, or what?
Yeah.
And what, and can you focus?
Yeah, I can focus.
Okay, now when you watch porno, do you only locate on one person? Because every time I've watched porno, I only noticed the chicks. And after like 30 viewings or whatever, I recognized that I would never even recognize the guy. If he walked up to me at the airport and shook my hand, I would never have any idea, okay? After however many viewings, I only focus on the one person in there. The walls could fall down, the ceiling could blow up, it could turn into anything there. She could be squeezing a dragon and I wouldn't notice. Do you do that or do you watch everybody?
Well, actually everybody, because this is so crazy what they do in there.
Okay, Linda, do you want to weigh in on this one? What do you think's going on with her? You think that this is a lesbian in the making, or do you think that this is somebody who just enjoys both sides of the coin here?
Well, I've been with women before.
Okay, go ahead, Linda, you're on.
Well, what do you like better? What satisfies you more, or is it just an enhancement? And then, you know, kind of like, then you go to the guy and...
Well, what got me on more was, it wasn't even the guys, it was the girls on girl action that got me off. And I'm not even, like, about that anymore, because I love my husband, and he's the only one that turns me on, but that's just kind of like...
Yeah, but you've relegated your whole sex life to a car. That's a pretty small thing. You've moved it out of the club. You've moved it out of the whatever. And now you've moved it into a car. You don't drive around while you're watching this, do you?
It kind of makes it more interesting, actually.
You sound like you're a pretty well-grounded girl, you think?
Well, I mean, I'm 17. I'm married. I have a child, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been married for about 4 months, and I've been with him for 2 years, and I've known him for longer than that.
This is an interesting story.
Yeah.
I
met him when I was 15. I had a baby when I just turned 16, and we got married. I got the marriage license when I was 16, and then we got married a few days before I turned 16.
Nevertheless, sweetie, it sounds like you've developed a pretty decent menu here. You've developed a pretty decent pattern there.
It forced me to grow up a little bit too early.
So you're saying that lesbian action is an accoutrement and a compliment to marriage?
Well, yeah. It helps.
You can't beat that one. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. We've got Wendy. Pole dancing. Pole, you're on the pole. Wendy, there you go. Roth Radio, you're on.
How you doing?
Extraordinary. What's cooking?
Good. I heard you were talking about pole dancing as exercise before, and I actually have a studio up in Massachusetts in Quincy, and I teach pole dancing exclusively.
Oh, wow. How long have you been doing that, Wendy?
I've been teaching for about 2.5 years now, because I was a dancer in Los Angeles and then London while I was going to school.
Oh, and what kind of school were you going to? You worked your way through school? You danced your way through school?
Yeah, I got a degree. Get this. I got a master's degree in medieval history. Don't know what I was smoking when I did that. but I did. I danced my way through in London to get the degree.
That's amazing. And now you teach it regularly. How many students do you have, Wendy?
Oh, God. I only allow 4 girls per class, but right now I've got about 25. And I do bachelorette parties and birthday parties and girls' night up, too. So I get all kinds of women in there.
And this is this is becoming a more and more popular thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not disgusting anymore. I mean, I've had some issues with some of my neighbors around that think that I'm just a slut studio. And it's not. I mean, it's fun. I mean, I make the girls wear the cute little outfits and stuff to really feel it, to get into it.
Sure, and then you can be a slut for an hour or two, right? Just like when you come to one of my concerts.
Yeah, kind of like that.
No, you get to act out that fantasy, right?
Yeah, because I've got all dark lights and the poles, and I teach them share dancing. I teach them what I used to do when I was a dancer.
And that's the basis for the education there, is that you have that experience. You don't have any tech. Is there such a thing as technical experience in stripping?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, because you want to tease them. Like, you don't just want to go up there and dance. Like, you want to connect with them, because then you get more money that way. Because, you know, as you know, it's all about the money.
Okay, and are these girls taking all of these skills home and using them on their boyfriends and their husbands? Or are they using it on each other after the class?
And I get to hear about it. And it's great, because the husbands love it. Because guys are so, you know, visual, as you know.
Sure.
And so they just love to see their own woman doing it. Because I try to teach them that, you know, no matter what you look like, you know, I mean, it helps to have a great body, but if you got the confidence, you will look sexy. Because guys are stupid, no offense. But if you tell them something sexy, they will believe you. If you're like, oh, I love my cellulite, they'll be like, oh, yeah. It's so sexy.
So you got a PhD in pole. That meant so much different in the 80s, and I love what you're doing now with it, sweetie.
Thank you.
Roth Radio, Wendy, she's teaching it. Spread the news, 866-313-3733. Lisa, what's on your mind? Roth Radio, you're in the spotlight now. Go, baby.
Well,
Lisa.
I was just saying, thinking to myself that the level of mainstreaming can actually be seen if you... if you take a look at, say, the statistics for the show Nip Tuck.
What about the statistics for Nip and Tuck? You see that as pornography?
Oh, it's soft core.
It's soft core?
Everything you want. You don't even need to leave the comfort of your home to get it. It's beautiful. You just turn on your cable TV and there it is.
What is it that happens? You guys know Nip and Tuck. Robin, weigh in on this one.
It's two plastic surgeons. It opens every week with... and what is it that you don't like about yourself? And you know, one of the doctors is a married guy, although he's separated now. But the other one is just, you know, Mr. Sex, and he's banging everything. He makes women into tens, and then he goes for them. And there's one girl on it that is just the hottest thing I've ever seen.
His main squeeze is really hot, but the show pushes the
envelope. He's a porn star.
And the show pushes the envelope.
And she, you're right, Lisa. She was a porn star, and then became a porn director.
Producer-director,
multi-million dollar company, and now the big thing is he wants her to get out of porn, right?
So he's like a chef teaching, so he's like a chef tasting his creation.
Exactly.
And they have girl on girl, guy on guy, two girls on, and they have sexual blow-up dolls, they have transvestite,
And then it ended with the guy with no genitals at all, remember?
Yes, that was
Carver.
Yes. The show started out very edgy.
Wait a minute, I work for him.
No.
Okay, we're back. Roth Radio.
Nip Tuck started out very edgy, and it's in like its third or fourth season now, and it's one of those shows that they keep trying to outrage, and they've raised the bar so high.
Well, Madonna tried that.
Stuff.
Come on, man. There's a point where it just becomes over too much. Wild diversity is not the way to go. If you have a little thread that runs through it, but once you start trying to be outrageous for the sake of...
How do we top ourselves?
Oh, no. You hear that on the radio. How do you top yourself? It's either on the Natch or it's not, right? What about Victoria's Secret? Doesn't this come under the same heading? Isn't
don't they have TV specials now?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Underwear special.
You bet they do, and I'll bet you they're super popular, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the ratings are through the roof, and I'd love to see what they're advertising on those ratings. I mean, on those shows, too, because you know it's all beer, cars.
Is it male?
Oh, I would think the demographic is completely male. Wouldn't you?
Well, I would think so, but what do you think? Do women watch Victoria's Secret?
Absolutely.
Did you watch the last Victoria special?
Yes.
Okay. And in regards to that, were the ads mostly beer and for guys, or was it women's stuff?
I think it was a smattering.
I think it was kind of a
put her phone back on. What'd you say, sweetie?
I think it was kind of a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. I think that they know enough now that the women are watching these things as well. I think that they try to add enough, you know, they're trying to get as much as they can out of their advertising dollar so they cover all the... basis.
Well, Victoria's Secret is kind of like an advice column. Wear this and such will happen. It's not even so much clothing. It's an advice column. Try this and this will happen. It's result-oriented clothing, right? I think it's probably 50-50 at this point because it's advice for the women and the guys use it for, you know, it's like Viagra. If I was selling Viagra, that'd be one of the first places that I would go. If I was selling beer or hair tonic, that'd be the first place that I go.
Well, sure. You ever watch the Viagra commercial and it's like a 40-year-old guy or 50-year-old guy with that silvery hair and, you know, his wife hugs him and like hands him that cup of coffee in the morning is like, thank you. You know, thanks.
Have you ever used Viagra, Nick?
I never have.
You ever use Viagra? And how'd it go? I'm talking to B. Young, the guitar player. It's good. He gives me the thumb up.
That's a 4-hour thumb up.
How about you, Dave?
Yeah, I have.
How'd you like it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Are you kidding? Little Elvis didn't leave the building for 4 times in a row. Little, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Little, very special guest in the audience tonight.
I'm going to send this one out to you, Teddy Bear.
Let me be your Teddy Bear.
I saw a new commercial just this morning for Viagra, or it might have been Cialis, whatever. But they have a time-released one now, and the gist of the commercial was, if you take it and she's not in the mood, you now have 36 hours.
None of my girlfriends are ever in the mood. So it's, you can.
Well, you have 36 hours.
I can eat it.
Them.
You have time to go get flowers, hit the ATM.
Yeah, but what about optimists like me? When I go fishing, I take a Nikon and a frying pan, right? For something like Cialis, I should just throw it in the shredded wheat because I always think I'm going to catch it. Nothing's getting thrown
Today's
back
the
in.
Day.
Hold on, it's time released, and I'm going to use it on the next babe. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Watch me go, baby.
David Lee Roth.
For it only rains when we say so.
Roth Radio, talking to all you delinquent daughters on the street of forgotten women. Taking calls, 866-313-3733. Is pornography good for me? That's an empirical question. It's actually a rhetorical question, too. Porn is everywhere. Wives in strip clubs, porn toys, her and her girlfriend. This is all good, and it looks like it's all girls weighing in here. Roth Radio, where we love you. Kelly, you can run, but you can't hide, baby. Roth Radio, talk to us.
Morning. I just wanted to say that my girlfriend and I are listening, and I regularly go down to Philly to the Pleasure Chest, and I am college educated. I used to go down to say hi to my friend who worked there, who's a history teacher, worked there in the evenings to make money. When I went in and went shopping, I have an appreciation for fine tooled leather. What I would go in looking for.
Wait a second. Stop right there. You have an appreciation for what, darling? Tell me again.
Fine-tooled leather.
What? Fine-tooled leather. Okay.
I have a suitcase of my own toys. That's a private collection I built over 10 years.
I totally get this. I got this job because I look so much better in assless leather chaps than Al Franken.
Mm-hmm. My friend is the most respectful, caring person. I would actually even say he's conservative, politically right-winged. A nice guy. If he sees somebody getting hurt or maybe the first one to step up to the plate and say, no, that's not cool. And so it's, you can't lump people. I think in a lot of the things that he turned me on to read, there's a book called Keep the Roses, Give Me the Thorns.
And it's this is interesting.
The responsibility of a dom. See, I didn't want to go into marriage knowing I had these feelings of exploring my own sexuality and never having done that, you know, being stuck somewhere in the suburbs.
Okay, so pornography, the magazine help you, or pornography on the TV set? Which do you prefer?
I prefer trying it myself. I prefer taking my time, going to the store. I know how my body works. I know what turns me on. And so he'll show me. I'll tell him, and he'll show me, like, maybe new toys that they've gotten in. But it has to be well-made. Like, the leather has to be nicely tooled so that it's very flexible.
This is interesting.
I'm intelligent, and I'm a thinker. In England, that's where most of your really nice quality corsets come from.
Hey, you give new meaning to the word shopping list.
Right. Exactly, you know, but there is that part in all of this, and I think so many people just shove it to the side, marry somebody for a lot of different reasons. Some are great, and they just skip over that part of the sexuality, what they may be into.
Okay, so what you're saying,
any room in your brain.
What you're saying is that this has been going on, or that it's now newly popular? Are you saying everybody's always had these interests and that now the magazines are available and the internet's made this all available? Or are you saying to me that this is a new interest, this is a new trend, and this has never existed before? Go.
It's okay with exploring it. I think they've seen themselves, and talking with my girlfriends, I think they see themselves as dirty. They stroll in, but like when I go down into the Pleasure Chest on Walnut Street, the guys in there are in business suits. It's across from Lawyer's Row. You know, they're there on their lunch break. A lot of them are buying something for their wives. A lot of them will come up to me and say, hey, what do you think of this?
You know? Hey, you know what I think? I think, thank you calling in. We love you, baby. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Linda?
You know how many women go into that store and the first thing they say is, I'm here to buy something for a bachelorette party. And you know damn well that it's not for a bachelorette party, but
of course,
it's a safe thing to say.
And I use the analogy of the guy who walks into the family physician and he says, hey, I think I got a friend who's got the clap. What should he do? And he says, well, drop your pants and let's have a look at him. Okay, Stacy, she just left us. Jenny, talk to me. Roth Radio, you are talking coast to coast, worldwide. Jenny, how are you today?
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Extraordinary now. Cook, baby.
Well, I want to say is that I really do like porn. I have no problem with it. When I want to, you know, I'm in that mood, it's great that I have so many places where I can find it. The only problem I have with it is that it is absolutely everywhere. When I'm not looking for it, it's there. And I just think it's just overkill at this point. Like, I'll be on the computer doing something completely unrelated to porn at all. Like, I could be on my kid's Cartoon Network site, and I'll just get a pop-up for some nasty, you know, like, website with really gross pictures on it.
So you think it's really out of control, right?
I do. I just think that, you know, it's great that, it, you know, you can have it when you want it, but when I'm just flipping through my regular cable stations at night looking for a movie and my kid's there, and, you know, just channel after channel is like softcore porn, that just bugs me. I just think it's just too much. It's in your face all the time.
What about the softcore porn that is Roth Radio?
No, that's always good.
That goes right. That goes down smooth, huh? Smooth as a prom queen's thighs, though not quite as dangerous.
Huh? My kids listen to you. That's fine. I don't have any problem with what.
Okay, you like magazines, or do you like watching on the television set? Are you a DVD person or a?
I'm more of a DVD person, like, or even like an old school video person is good. You know, I mean, like, I do like the hardcore stuff when I want it.
Sure.
But if I'm doing, you know, my email and all of a sudden I get, you know, free incest pictures, that just...
No, I'm not down for that. But I got to tell you, you got to watch out, because if you're watching film, you're conditioning yourself. Anybody who's seen Clockwork Orange knows that this can work to the negative or the positive for you. I personally, you know, especially with fast forward and rewind and stop and go and stuff like this, I had to stop watching porno on the television set because I felt I was conditioning myself to the degree where I wouldn't be able to get it up anymore unless I was confronted with two women together moving really fast, like in Rewind.
And a remote.
I couldn't find any girls.
Total control.
Who would move like backwards. So I prescribed for myself that I should stop this, and I'm still obsessed by this. What do you think happened to me?
You absolutely get obsessed with it. I mean, my husband has been having this problem. He's just on the internet like all the time looking at stuff, and I'm like, all right, already, you know, that's just...
It's addictive. It's completely addictive, and the same chemicals that blow up in your brain is the same stuff that comes from drugs and the same stuff that comes from adrenaline and winning the big game or whatever.
Absolutely.
It's the exact same chemical diet, and your brain says, you know what, even hot sauce is addictive because of the same thing. You get those endorphins going, you get the dopamines and the adrenaline. Even hot sauce, I was just reading about recently, is totally addictive. After a while, your cerebral cortex gets used to all those fun party chemicals that start when you eat too much hot sauce. You sweat, you feel dizzy, you feel euphoric and like that, and after a while, your unconscious starts going, hey, how about a little hot sauce with those scrambled eggs? And now you're eating it for breakfast. And then your brain goes, you know what? The same stuff that went in the scrambled eggs this morning, you can put it in that Bloody Mary for happy hour. And then pretty soon you're putting hot sauce in your Cheerios in for breakfast. And this is kind of what's happening with porn, which is why I brought it up. Is this a curse or is this a gift?
I think a lot. Jeannie makes a good point, though. It's the delivery system has changed, and this happened in our lifetime. You know, this New York City that we live in here, I used to walk down 42nd Street back in my salad days as an actor, going to auditions, and it was nothing but peep show booths. You know, the whole 42nd Street culture, that Popeye movie fan culture, was they call them the Popeyes. They'd see the I Spit on Your Grave exploitation movies.
Sure.
And the porn. But you had, it's the raincoat scene. You had to go and buy a ticket and go there and be with others, and it was very douchey.
You had to sit between Robert De Niro when he was driving a taxi,
yes,
and Pee Wee Herman when he was on his once every 2 month break.
And Duck.
What are you showing me there? What are you showing me there, Lynn? What is that?
I said I never put hot sauce on my girlfriend, but I'm willing to try.
Oh, you're addicted. All right, Janet, she says, well, let's find out what Janet says. Roth Radio, baby, you're live. Go ahead. Janet, you're there.
Hi, Dave.
Yo. Go ahead, Janet. I'm me. Who are you?
Yeah, hi. I want to say, first of all, I think you're fantastic. I've been a big fan for many years. And, my husband used to watch tons and tons of porn, and I absolutely hated it. And now I actually am a porn star in my own right.
What do you mean you're a porn star in your own right? What does that mean?
Well, what it means is
how do you know that?
He wanted to help boost my self-esteem, so he started taking naked pictures of me, and now we post them on the internet.
Oh, wow. What's the
go ahead. I get all kinds of very nice comments.
Stop. We want the address. We want the address for the internet. I'm going to talk over you. There's no way you're going to possibly beat me at this contest. Thank you. Now, give us the address for your porn site, sweetie. Go ahead.
Well, it's not my own personal porn site. It's one that's well known on the internet. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to advertise it or not.
No, but
let's
I am. Tell me the address. Go ahead.
It's called Red Clouds.
Web Clouds?
The free voyeur web.
No, it's www.mywifeisaslut.com, right?
Yes.
And I say slut with all due reverence in a good way.
I believe that. You have to pay, though. It's not a part of, in other words, to see the real explicit stuff, you have to pay.
You always have to pay, baby. I don't care if you spent the money on lobster for dinner. I don't care if you spent money on taxi on the way home in the morning here. Did you find her there? It looks like Robin dialed up the site. What do you got there?
I've got Red Clouds.
It's called the Free Voyeur Web, but you have to... set up a membership to get onto the explicit site, which is called Red Clouds. And basically what people do is they start threads for people. They'll say, you know, hey, I want to see girls, you know, doing such and such. And then if there's anybody home and they have pictures, they post them and then people comment.
Okay, I'd like to think that Roth Radio is always available porn, okay? But it sounds to me like this is a variation of swinging. Is that the case? Do you guys actually hook up, or do you just look at pictures of each other?
Well, actually, my husband and I have very good friends who we've known for many years, and we take pictures with them. I wouldn't exactly call myself a swinger, but I am open to try it.
Well, if you want to give us a phone number, then we'll certainly, well, you know, maybe we can get in a caller. You know, hey. We can hook this up. Maybe you can have your wedding here. Maybe.
Well, six of you.
Maybe you can consummate it right here at the microphone. What do you think?
The swingers yenta.
It's as I said, I'm 44 years old, and I was having all these, you know, like, oh, my God, I'm over 40, and I'm not happy with the way I look. And what's really cool about this whole thing is that I have young guys in their 20s, you know, wanting to, you know, hook up with me. So it makes me feel pretty good.
I'm all for that. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Get your mind out of your Speedos and onto this show. Don't go away. Or stay right here. I'm going to go away.
David Lee Roth.